Dialogue 1. In my country, we'd never invite people to dinner and have so little food.
I know. We always cook enough for people to be able to take some home with them.
It's much more generous.
Yeah, it's much nicer.
Dialogue 2.
Canada's the best country in the world.
I know. I feel so free here. It's great. People are so kind and friendly.
Yeah, things are never this good back home.
No, you're right. This is a much better culture for bringing up our children.
Dialogue 3.
Hey, do you know if it... Does it matter in Canada if you forget to shake someone's hand at the end of a meeting?
Interesting question. In my country, you would always shake someone's hand, but I don't think it's as important here. If the other person didn't make an effort to shake your hand, then I don't know if that really means anything.
Okay, that's good to know, because I forgot to shake a couple people's hands, and I don't want to cause offense.
It's hard to get it exactly right, isn't it?
Yeah, but it is.
I think we're on the right track.
Okay.
Dialogue 4.
The school system here doesn't give enough homework.
I know. I spoke to my son's teacher about that, and he said that it wasn't good for kids to spend all their time studying. I don't know what he's talking about. It didn't hurt me.
I know. And you know what? When I was talking to my daughter's teacher, she used her fingers to count with. She was counting the number of months left in the term, and she used her fingers.
I know. I think we might send our son to a private school where he gets the thorough education he needs.
Dialogue 5. Last year I went to Bali on vacation. It's paradise. People there are all artists and musicians. So much better than in Canada, where we're all obsessed with earning money.
No kidding. We're like a culturally impoverished society, really.
Yeah, you know, people in Bali asked how we did things in Canada, and I said, we do whatever we want. That each person does things their own way.
We don't have any traditions.
Well,
yeah, we don't have any traditions. It's like, what does it mean to be Canadian? There's no such thing. There's no culture here. I think a Canadian is somebody who, like, goes to sleep at night afraid that when they wake up in the morning they'll be Americans.
Yeah. Dialogue 6. I trust my gut when I have to deal with people from other cultures. I just trust my gut to do the right thing.
It can't steer you wrong, can it?
Certainly can't. I listen to my gut. It tells me the right and wrong thing to do in any situation. After all, people are just people in the end.
You're right. Culture is less important than our shared humanity. Justice, equality, fairness, love of family. Every culture values these basic things.
Dialogue 7.
I made such a stupid mistake. I was just talking with someone from Africa, and he's a Muslim, and I talked with him about my dog. Muslims hate dogs. He probably thought I was trying to insult him.
Oh, I know what you mean. I'm making mistakes like that all the time lately. I asked a man from Australia if his family was descended from convicts. He wasn't amused.
There's 100 ways to insult people without even knowing it.
Sometimes I just want to give up and put my head in the sand.
Dialogue 8.
You know, I was at a party and I met this Muslim man. And then I suddenly realized that Muslims don't like dogs, right? Is that true? Have you heard that?
I think so, yeah. What happened?
Then I suddenly realized that. And then I said to him, you know, I asked him if he was disturbed by me talking about my dog.
Huh. That sounds really interesting. You're so brave. What did he say?
What do you mean by brave? I just thought I'd ask him. And actually, he was happy to talk about it. And I asked him gently, because I thought it might be a little bit uncomfortable for him, but he was fine.
Huh. So what did he say?
Well.
Dialogue 9.
I'm so annoyed at that salesman from South America.
Why? I thought you liked him.
Well, I thought I did too, but then he started flirting with me. I'm sure that he knows it's not appropriate. I mean, I do have a wedding ring on, so it's obvious no matter what culture you come from.
Yeah, he'll probably plead ignorance, like because you were friendly to him it was okay for him to flirt. But every culture knows when a guy's crossed the line.
Dialogue 10.
This book is giving me a nervous breakdown.
Why? I thought you said it had a lot of useful information about do's and don'ts in different cultures.
Well, I guess it's not that simple. I thought there'd be a bunch of rules I could learn and that would be enough. but it seems that culture is really based on values and assumptions about the world.
And how are you supposed to learn about these assumptions?
Dialogue 11.
Hey, do you remember years ago when I went to Mexico and had that big confrontation with the restaurant owner?
Yeah, rings a bell. Why?
Well, I'm studying about cultural differences right now, and I realized that I totally misinterpreted what was happening at the time. So I thought he was trying to rip me off, but in fact he was trying to help me.
So would you handle the situation differently now?
Good question. I see how I misunderstood what he was doing, but I really don't know if I could have reacted any differently.
Dialogue 12. Have you ever noticed how often Canadians say they'll call you, but they never do?
Yeah, I know. They're superficial.
I don't think they could have very many friends.
No, they're very lonely people.